CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to Cliff Central. I'm your host, Ellison Myandu. It's just gone 11:06 a.m. here in our studios at Cliff Central. We're coming to you live from Johannesburg. We'll welcome those tuning in live on CliffCentral.com and via the Cliff Central WeChat app. This is a special Freedom Day youth broadcast brought to you by Cliff Central and Candid Media. As I've said, I'm your host, Ellison Myandu, quite a regular here at Cliff Central. I co-host the Leadership Platform show every Monday, but it gives me great pleasure to bring to you the special broadcast with the youth on this wonderful Freedom Day. What is Freedom Day? Obviously, many of you know that today marks the 22nd anniversary of the founding of a free South Africa, full of promise and opportunity. On this day, 22 years ago, the world witnessed the birth of a new country from the ashes of a system that had divided our society. That historic moment installed Nelson Mandela as South Africa's first democratically elected president. I've gone on and looked for some quotes by Nelson Mandela, and these are three that are my favorite. I would like for you to just keep in mind the essence of what he was talking about here. And I think the first one is very apt for our show, since we've got young people in the studio. He said, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." And he also went on to say, "It always seems impossible until it's done." And here's another one by him. He said, "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." Those are the words of our first president, Nelson Mandela. If you went to google.com this morning, you will have noticed that even Google has dedicated its homepage to celebrate South Africa's Freedom Day. But let's fast forward to 2016. Here we are on the cusp of the so-called Fourth Industrial Revolution. Smartphones, social media, and email have largely replaced the postbox. The tidal wave of information has now made it possible to stay connected 24/7. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube have all made their way into our lives. In fact, we all wonder how life was without any of these tools. They are the tools of the information superhighway, also known as the internet. We are living in the age of the knowledge economy. In many ways, we are a disrupted society. People who look at technology and what it does to the world of business and just life in general, they always talk about disruption. This technological disruption is creating opportunities, however, never before imagined, and most especially for young people. To that end, I'm very pleased to have in the studio a group of young people for this special Freedom Day broadcast. I want us to spend some time reflecting on these important trends. We also want to talk about why they are visiting Cliff Central today. But most important is that this is an opportunity for us to have a conversation about their interests, their dreams, and their aspirations. I want to call all of these young people our future leaders, because that's who they are. I am very fortunate to know these young people. They represent the best of our young minds. In many ways, the theme for the show today is this: being a youth in the digital age, the opportunities and the challenges of the information age. I'm now going to ask each one of them to introduce themselves to kick off our conversation, and we're going to start right over here. Who do we have here?
My name is Ethan Bester. I come from Northcliff High School.
Okay, and this side?
My name is Darren Levy. I come from Maragon.
I'm Aidan Levy. I live in Redeport and I go to Maragon Private School.
My name is Kaylee Levy. I am turning 14 this year and I just joined a high school this year. And last year I finished primary school, and I must say high school is a really awesome experience.
Excellent. And who do we have over here?
My name is Karen McCarthy and I'm 13 years old. I go to Maragon
high school, and I'm so happy to be here.
Okay, so basically, the West Rand is in the house. We welcome that. Okay, let's go over here. Who do we have here?
Hi, my name's Nicholas Strauss, and I'm 13 years old, and I come from Rensselaer Montessori.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Nathan Bester. I go to Constantia Cliff Primary School.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
My name is Logan Lombard. I go to Rensselaer Montessori. I am 12 years old.
Okay. My name is Tommy Minyandu, and I'm 10 years old, and I go to Rensselaer Montessori.
Excellent.
My name is Wandila Miyandu. I am 12 years old, and I go to Rensselaer Montessori Primary School.
Hi, my name is Adam Bester. I'm turning 14 this year, and I go to Northcliffe High.
Okay, is that everyone?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Look, obviously, quite a diverse group, but you guys are living in a very interesting age, and you saw it fit to visit Cliff Central today. Why do you think it's important to be at Cliff Central today, Karen?
I think it's amazing because I get to share what I think about this, and I just wanted to be on radio and see how it works, and it's been really fun.
Okay, excellent. I mean, some of you guys probably don't know that Cliff Central is turning 2 years old in May. Wow. You see, that's how new this baby is. But the strides that Cliff Central has made have been quite incredible, because we've had people here, you know, from all walks of lives. But the most fascinating thing about Cliff Central is that it's a platform that allows for open conversations. Hence, you know, there was a great excitement when I said there's a couple of young people that I would love to bring to the studio today so we can talk about anything and everything about being a youth in the digital age. Okay, and Ethan, what's your thought?
It's just nice to be here, you know, to see all the different options on a career choice. Like, mm-hmm. It is pretty cool. I would like to be a producer. I just wanted to see how everything works here and all the different technical things I need to learn and master before I can get here.
Okay, excellent. So, do you think Gareth Cliff has to watch his back?
Yeah, I think he does.
And you, Aiden?
Yeah, I think it's awesome that we are able to come and have this opportunity. It's nice to see how the sound engineer does all the things that he's able to do, and yeah.
Okay, excellent. Darren, you've been looking forward to this day.
Yeah, I have. It's nervous. You get nervous. This is helping me, like, I don't know really what career I will choose to do. Uh-huh. So this is one of them I might try to do.
Okay. And let's talk about you, Logan. Why do you think you're enjoying your time here at Cliff Central today?
Well, I think it's an opportunity you don't get much. Uh-huh. Sometimes you can go maybe to other little places, but this is really a great opportunity to learn all the setups and how it is on the other side of the radio.
Okay, great. Look, I think this dovetails nicely to my first question, which is, you know, part of a broader discussion that I want us to have, you know, because you guys are bombarded with information and obviously all the changes that are taking place in the world, you know, all driven by technology. How many of you have smartphones?
All of us, I think.
Yeah, all of you.
I only have an iPad.
Okay, iPad. That's technology. That's powerful.
Yeah.
But yeah, technology is doing, you know, allowing us to do amazing things. But at the same time, it's forcing us to all think, you know, quite carefully about how we engage with technology, and to also think quite creatively about what we can use the technology for. I mean, here we are able to talk to folks around the world as we are doing this show because of technology. So what I wanted to understand, I mean, from you, and just get your thoughts on, is around the fact that you face a lot of choices, obviously. Whether it's the type of friends you are going to hang out with, the movies you are going to watch, the music you are going to listen to, the video games you are going to play, Darren?
Yeah.
So I'm interested to know, you know, from across all of you, how do you go about making these choices today, you know, and these decisions about, you know, what is it that, you know, you're going to wrap your mind around? Because, you know, you're living in this 24/7, always on sort of world. Who do we start with? Ethan?
I think it's just you choose, like, your friends, whoever makes you feel happy and makes you, who supports you and is always there for you. So that's just who you choose. Just go with your heart and you just choose who you feel is right for you and uplifts you.
Okay, great. Kaylee, you're in deep thought there.
Yeah. What I think is that... what Ethan said, friends are very important when it comes to technology and what you watch, because your friends influence you on what you're going to watch, and the music that you listen to, your friends basically influence you in everything that you do. So that's what I have to say.
Excellent. Darren, you had a hand there.
It depends on if a person has the same morals as you, then you would probably hang out with them, because if you have bad friends, then you will become bad, and then it won't be very good for your life.
Okay.
Aiden. Yeah, I think that it does have something to do with your friends, but at the end of the day, it's your choice. It comes down to what your morals are and what your standards are to make the right decision on what you're going to watch on social media, what you're going to say to your friends, and yeah.
Okay. Karen, what do you use technology mostly for today? What are you always on technology for?
I use it mostly to research for school. And I use it to communicate with all my friends and my family. Okay. And sometimes for entertainment. That's why I love technology.
Okay, excellent. And let's talk to Nicholas. What do you use the technology mostly for?
Just watch YouTube, play online, text my friends, that sort of stuff.
Okay, and you, Wandile? Do you have to ask your parents to be able to access some of these technologies?
Yes, sometimes. But when I'm like doing school work, I ask my parents and I look up stuff that we're trying to do.
Okay. Yeah, because now we have things like Google, you know, a search engine with a whole wealth of information. But it often is the case that there's pitfalls with how this technology is used. You know, you guys talk about doing research for school. Are you aware that some people have gotten into trouble because, you know, they get given an assignment, for example, and instead of them applying themselves, doing, you know, honest work, they go lifting other people's work off the internet. To the extent now that, you know, say if you're at university, there's now software that can be used to corroborate whether this work that you submit, you know, is your own work or taken from somewhere else. So I want to ask you, how do you think, you know, other young people who are listening in today ought to guard against some of that happening? Ethan?
I think it's just comes down to your own self, you know. If you are strong enough, yeah, your values and your morals. So if you don't have any, obviously you'll be plagiarizing, as you said, from all the other people and everything. So it's just your kind of character and how you see yourself and how you present yourself.
Okay. Well, what other opportunities do you think technology, you know, gives all of us besides just doing research for school? You know, someone mentioned, you know, communicating with friends. Darren?
Like, what I use mainly for technology is games. Games, you can have fun with your friends.
Okay, that's important. Okay. Well, what do you get out of that?
I get you can socialize around the world on games, and some games can teach you stuff that you can use in life.
Okay. Maybe Tommy can tell us more about, you know, what does he learn? Tommy, what do you learn when you play Minecraft, for example?
Well, I learned that I can build structures and buildings and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. And obviously there are other games that are quite popular, which, you know, I think parents oftentimes they cringe when you guys want to play these games. But I understand that there's a lot that can be learned in terms of, you know, eye-hand coordination, those sort of things. Nathan, what do you want to share with us? Do you game at all?
I don't play a lot of games. I only play like FIFA to help me get fitter.
Uh-huh.
To, you know, be skinny and fit for school so I won't get picked on.
Okay, learn all the good moves.
Yeah.
Okay. And you, Adam? Do you play games at all?
Yeah, I don't play that much, but I play a lot on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure Darren will know that I'll beat him any day.
So who has in their iPads or phones a set of books? Because now you can download books. Aiden?
Yeah, at Maragon, basically all our textbooks are on an app, My eBook.
Uh-huh.
And so when we have a class, we just go into the app and then the teacher teaches us from the app. And then they can always drop in what's it, PowerPoints and all of that into our textbook.
Okay, excellent. And Karen?
I usually read most of my books on my iPad because I discovered this app called Wattpad where you find all these free books.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually also write your own book, and I find that really amazing.
Okay, so you become like a storyteller.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fascinating. What are your thoughts? You raise your hand.
Yes, I know. my thought is that, like, for instance, on your iPad you get textbooks.
Uh-huh.
It's much easier than carrying them all day at school, and then it might damage your back when you get old.
Okay.
So then you might have problems.
But how do you ensure that, you know, the material that you have on these platforms is actually safe? Because what happens if, say, you know, your iPad, you know, dies, or you can't access it, or you can't even charge it for that matter? Ethan?
At our school, they have, for kids that do have iPads, they have different charging points. So
mm-hmm.
you just bring a charger to school. If your iPad is dying, there's one, you turn, there's a plug point right there. You just plug your iPad in, and there's no excuse for your iPad to die.
There's no excuse.
You have the whole day uh-huh. before to charge it. So.
Okay. Can you imagine a time when, you know, there were none of these things? Or you guys just been raised and born in a time when there's all this technology all around you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Must have been hard for the olden yeah. day people.
You mean for a dad?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, he's here. We can put him on the spot. So we've got Paul here. He's also from the West Rand. Paul, you've just been put on the spot here. Can you imagine a time when there was none of these technologies?
In fact, I can, Ellis. You know, not so long ago, I was at school, and there were no cell phones, there were no iPads. The only thing that was of a technological nature that I enjoyed was the good old Atari TV games, and I think there are many folks out there listening who would probably remember those. But that was it, and the day in which we find ourselves in now is completely revolutionized from that perspective. Yeah.
Totally. In fact, just as you mentioned the Atari games, I'm thinking, you know, we would scrape around just to get 20 cents to go to the arcade and
That's
play
right.
Pac-Man, you know.
I remember that well.
That was the closest thing to a video game.
True.
But obviously, you know, there's opportunities that this technology gives young people in particular. What is your sense as to what are the key things that young people ought to embrace around technology?
Well, I think, first of all, it makes the world so much smaller. First of all, from a communication point of view, you're able to communicate all around the world with family, friends, people you don't even know.
Uh-huh.
In addition to that, if you want to try and identify what a particular place or industry or anything looks like, you're able to see images, you're able to see video of these places, and that in its own, I think, is tremendous power. I think personally for me, though, what I enjoy most about technology is being able to communicate with family around the world, and in real time through various media platforms that are available for us, which is really special.
Totally. Okay, I would like us to just perhaps, you know, take a quick break, and play a song or two, and then we'll be right back.
You are away on business, sealing a deal that has until now been classified as totally unsealable. It is a deal that will change the company, and maybe possibly even put an end to human suffering. In no time, you have the client eating out of your hand. Literally. They are eagerly gobbling those soft-scented conference mints from your palm. You, sir, are the man. Your mailbox is instantly over its limit. Your jokes are now scientifically 97% funnier. Even your boss, who has already begun to move out of his corner office for you, is guffawing uncontrollably. As you stand there, surrounded by cheering colleagues, in a suit that is officially too sharp to run in, you punch the air victoriously, knowing that this perfect memory will never be overshadowed by a nasty hotel bill. The City Lodge Hotel Group, always comfortably affordable.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to this special broadcast with young people. Being a youth in the digital age, this is our discussion today with a group of young people that have come to Cliff Central, not only to see what Cliff Central does, but to also understand the whole world of media and broadcasting. We've put together this program as part of a career awareness initiative for these young people. You heard them earlier introducing themselves and telling us about how they are coping in the digital age. A fascinating conversation. Obviously, it's only the beginning. There's so much that can be said. But on this second leg of our show, I wanted us to go into the school a little bit and understand what is it that you think helps you guys be better equipped to utilize these technological tools. What are some of the lessons or subjects that you guys are exposed to that are helping you be very adept at using some of the technology? Logan?
Well, the technology helps a lot with everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you can find all kinds of things, like all new subjects to you on the internet.
Okay.
They can help you in many ways.
But are you finding that teachers are better trained to help you understand how to better use the technology?
Not too sure.
Or you've never quite thought about that? So long as they sound like they know what they're doing, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Your thoughts, tell me. What do you think are some of the subjects that are helping you be better able to use some of these technologies?
Well, I like maths, so maths can teach you a lot of things, and you can learn a lot.
Like quantitative stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. When you play your Minecraft, you have to count how many blocks you put where and what shape and direction.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Nicholas?
Well, I just think that when you learn these things, it helps you in life a lot. Uh-huh. Like, now think about it. You're doing maths, and maths will help you in a lot of things. Like, even if you're at a restaurant, you're doing the bills, you have to count, you have to know how to do these things. Uh-huh. All of these stuff will help you in different things.
Okay, but there possibly are a lot of young people who are thinking, we don't actually like mathematics. So what would you say to those folks, Ethan?
I don't know.
Are you among them? Yeah, but it's very important because I think, as you say, Nicholas, it's a life skill. You know, to become a functional person in society, you kind of have to know how to read and how to navigate your way around. I mean, in fact, you know, we're confronted with information at every turn. You know, when we drive, you see a board giving you directions, you know, for the off-ramp on the highway. That's still information. You know, there's an interesting advert on one of the TV channels which says, don't read the sign. It's an advocacy advert, you know, to promote vision and literacy. Just imagine what it would be like if you couldn't read any of the signs and things that you're exposed to. I mean, your world becomes smaller, right? So it's very important to find ways and be very astute in terms of how to utilize the technology to help, you know, guide the direction that you want to go. Obviously, a lot of you are interested in various careers. Well, what are you interested in? Where's Adam? What are you interested in career-wise? Or things that you are considering?
I'd really like to be a professional sportsman.
Okay.
Go to the Olympics for swimming.
Excellent. Yeah. So tell us more. I know you're a very avid swimmer. How's that going?
It's going all right. I haven't swum a gala in quite a while, so hopefully next season we'll go swim again.
Okay, and you had a hockey game this morning?
Yeah, just came from a hockey game.
Okay. And you, Wandy, I know you very much interested in music, and you're playing piano, right?
Yeah, it's a very good thing to learn, because you learn the notes, and you also learn that music can also, like, change your life. That's what some people say.
So do you think you'll go so far as to want to compose your own music and play your own songs?
Yeah, people get very inspired to make their own music. It's actually a very good thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, and you, Logan, what are some of the careers or jobs that you're considering?
Well, I kind of want to be an actuary. But for what I've seen from today, I'm not quite sure. I think I'd rather be here.
You'd rather be here?
Yeah.
Actually, to be an actuary, you have to study a whole lot of math, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, but it's interesting because then clearly there's this diverse, you know, range of opportunities, which obviously open doors, you know, to a myriad of things that one can do. Aiden, what are you looking at? You're wearing if I can tell our listeners, you're wearing a Bayern Munich shirt there. So, are you looking to replace Ribery?
No, I'm actually looking to become an engineer. Yeah, that's my dream. And what's interesting with technology is that you can go on YouTube and you can watch any course or anything you'd like to learn on the career you'd like to pursue when you're older.
Okay. And Kaylee, what are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about what I want to be one day. I want to either be a hairdresser, a beautician, or like someone that does other people's nails, I guess.
Okay.
Or music producer. I'm considering it. I don't know.
Okay, so run your own business? That's
yeah,
cool.
Run my own business one day.
Karen, what is your what are you looking at as a career choice?
Well, I was looking at one of them. I have three: either being a lawyer. I was also looking at studying business or being an architect.
Okay, okay. And Derry?
Me, I would like to be either a games designer or a radio person who interviews people.
Okay. Did you think about the radio person thing before you came here at Cliff Central?
No.
So it's quite interesting that this experience is exposing you to what else is possible, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fun.
Well, I like what Aiden said, that, you know, now you can pretty much learn everything on YouTube. You know, as an example, you know, I just programmed my own website, you know, utilizing some of the information that's available on YouTube. That's how powerful this medium is. Look, I want to put another parent on the spot here. Who else do we have? We have David. David, your thoughts on this thing that pretty much you can learn anything off YouTube. Are you for or against or kind of lukewarm on that one?
Well, I've taught myself quite a lot from YouTube, so it's been a very positive thing for me. I've learned quite a lot. I think it makes parenting and teaching very difficult though, because when your kids come to you or the the children come into the class, they already know a lot because of YouTube or Wikipedia or whatever it may be. So it makes teaching and parenting very different, very different dynamic.
Okay, excellent. So, I mean, you guys have mentioned a whole range of things that you're considering to become. Let me ask each one of you to tell us then, how do you think, what do you think would help you best achieve that? How are you going to work your way towards that goal or those goals that you've set yourself? Adam?
A lot of practice.
What does that mean? Expand on that. Practice makes perfect. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, but like going to training every day.
Uh-huh.
Studying for what you want to be so that you can actually achieve your goals.
Okay. So you see yourself as sort of Michael Phelps down the road?
More like Chad Nicola.
Chad Nicola. Okay, well said there, because this is, of course, Freedom Day. We're talking South Africa, and we should be proud of our South African champions, right? Okay, Wandy, did you have something?
Yeah. You must really, like, look for inspiration. There are people around the world that can change your life, right? You get these quotes that they say that actually help a lot of people.
Okay, okay. Yeah, it's interesting you talk about inspiration. We've all heard about the musician, the famous musician who passed away.
Yeah.
Was that last week?
He was Prince.
Prince, yeah?
Mm.
I understand that he became a musician, you know, while he was a teenager, but, you know, grew to become one of the best musicians. So how do you think he was able to do that?
Like I said, he found inspiration again. Like I said, he also got help from his friends and family.
Okay.
And he had to study music, so learn to understand.
Okay. So you basically, what I'm hearing here is that you kind of have to also look for people who can be your examples, like mentors, people who can guide you. Do you have a mentor, Nicholas?
No, not really, but at school now we're busy. There's new kids that came up, so the other ones have to mentor them. I'm a mentor, Logan's a mentor, Wandy's a mentor. So yeah, it's kind of hard to mentor these children.
So, but mentoring is such an important thing. So how does that make you feel when you see that what you teach them, you know, gets through? How does that make you feel?
It's pretty great, like just showing them all of these things that they don't know, it really helps them in one day. Like once we say, okay, this is exactly what you must do, they're gonna remember it, we hope, in time, and they're gonna show their children, other people, all of these things. So it's pretty great.
Okay, and your thoughts, Nathan? Is there anyone you mentoring? Or you would like to mentor?
I'm kind of the same as Adam. I like Chad Leclerc. He inspires me to be a better swimmer.
Okay.
He inspires me to train hard. And he's really just my mentor.
Okay, excellent. We mentioned earlier that this is a very special day. You know, it's Freedom Day. So I have to ask you about South Africa in general. Most of you have traveled. What are some of the things that you like most about South Africa when you travel and things like that? Because, you know, you guys know that we live in one of the world's most beautiful countries. Right, Logan?
Well, I find here in South Africa, it's a lot more open in most places.
Uh-huh.
And I quite like it. It's also very freely, lots of natural plant life and animals around, which are cool to see.
Okay, excellent. Nicholas?
Well, I come from Belgium, and just being here, it's so much warmer and much more nicer, the country and all of that. Just going in the bush, learning these things, the animals, it's so beautiful, like how everything got made. Yeah.
No, excellent. Tommy, we recently went camping, right?
Yeah.
Do you like those? What makes you like those experiences, the outdoors?
Well, I like the places that you can see the destination and all that kind of stuff.
Like what? Which is one of the places that you've been to?
Like near the mountains.
And the ocean? I understand you like the ocean.
Yeah, I love the ocean.
Okay. And you, Adam, where have you been recently? And you felt like, wow, this is beautiful.
We recently went on holiday to a place called Plain Kariba.
Okay.
It was really nice there.
It's a beautiful place.
A lot of open land, also a lot of plants. And okay. Yeah, it was really
so
nice.
So do you think it's important that you as young people also look at how you can protect the environment? Be a catalyst for the upkeep of the environment, to preserve some of these things for future generations? Nicholas, you're nodding your head.
Well, you see, like, just us, we have to take care of this earth. We can't destroy it. When I go at Joburg or a place like that, I just see paper. I'm like, nah, I feel so bad. And then just seeing all of this, like, if you go out to camping, you see nothing. It's beautiful. And we really need to keep it like that. Stop putting paper on the street and just stop littering and helping our beautiful earth becoming stronger and better.
Okay. Karen, your thoughts on what do we need to do as young people to protect the environment?
I think we should start doing like the small things, like picking up litter and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I also learned in my recent geography class that the humans are the ones that like mostly destroy the earth. Mm-hmm. And us as youth, we should be the ones who start with the small things because it's going to impact our future.
Okay. Did you have something to say, Ethan?
I think you just think about it, like, would you ever throw a piece of paper in your house while your mom's watching you? So, you would, but not while your mom's watching you. So just treat the rest of the place around you like that. It's basically your home, so treat it like you would when you're at home.
Okay, excellent. I see a lot of hands here. Darren, your thoughts? How do we protect the environment?
By not recycling, by recycling, and it's pretty much...
You mean by recycling?
Recycling, and pretty much like if you keep our country clean, like we can help the children.
Uh-huh.
Like at Maragon, we are doing a service project that you bring food in a packet and then you give it, they're going to give it to poor schools that don't have any
less
food
fortunate
to surprise
schools.
Them.
Okay. What do you want to add, Nathan?
I think that we should keep the world clean, because if we don't, then what, like our children, they'll see a dirty place and they'll wonder how we lived.
Yeah.
They'll wonder how we thought it was beautiful.
Okay. No, those are powerful thoughts, because that's very important. You know, we are part of a much greater ecosystem, and we each must play a role in its upkeep. So, I wanted to also understand, do you have any specific questions about, you know, what happens on the broadcasting world, the media world, Cliff Central? We've got Duncan over here. And if you guys have questions, do you have any question for him? Nicholas, let's start with you.
Yeah, just a question, like, how do you know, like, if somebody, like... The way you do all of the sound system and that, how do you know when there's a problem or everything's going okay?
Well, firstly, we have a lot of people listening all of the time. So whenever there's an issue, someone will probably send us a message saying, hey, there's something wrong with the left channel, I can't hear, or the sound is cutting or clipping. But we try to fix the problem before the listeners can hear it. So we do have systems here where we can just monitor what's happening and what the people are hearing. Yeah.
Next question. Okay, Logan, do you have a question for Duncan?
What do the people here normally talk about on live?
I love that question. What were we talking about again?
Well, that's the great thing about cliffcentral.com over here is that we've got a wide range and variety of just programming. Different, we've got shows on sports, comedy, health, the youth today. So we give anything that people really want to talk about. This is the platform where most people can talk about what they can't on other platforms, like in the SABC or anything else that's controlled.
Yeah, in other words, this is a platform where the disruption happens. Remember earlier on we talked about how technology disrupts the environment. But the disruption is good, because disruption then drives what's called innovation. You guys understand what innovation is?
No.
Innovation is pretty much just keep pushing the boundaries, you know, to build the best that you can ever build, okay? And some of the things that I mentioned earlier, your Facebooks, your Twitters, your WhatsApp, your Snapchats, those are partly a reflection of the innovative spirit that this digital age has brought on. So it's important that you guys find a way to be part of that, because, you know, obviously over time, some of the jobs that we've been used to, you know, will not be there. This is the most important thing. So when you talk to your parents, you know, just understand or ask them to help you understand what are some of the fundamental changes that are happening, because, you know, you can do something that someone in India, for example, wants you done, once done, without ever having to meet that person. You know, in Hollywood, for example, when they shoot a movie, that movie can be co-edited by people sitting all across the world because of what the technology allows. Nathan?
I just have one question for Duncan. When you get a phone call, like, do you have to press a button on the phone, or do you have to do it where you're working?
So what happens is we've got this room, the studio, and then we've got the other room, which is the booth, the production booth. That's where we have someone called a call screener sitting on the other end, excuse me, the other end of the room, and they're the ones that pick up the phone, find out who's on the line, what they want to talk about, and just check out if they're not maybe a crazy person who just wants to say a whole lot of nonsense on air. So we just screen call them. Then what the presenter does is just one push of the button on the telephone we have over here, and you just put them on air, and then they're ready.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, good question there, Nathan. Karen?
I had a question on, like, what if, on, like, while you're on air and a mistake happens, or, like a disaster or something that someone might, something like a fire or anything, what do you guys do?
Wow, that's an interesting question. You mean a disaster that then stops us right in our tracks and we can't continue broadcasting?
Like, I mean, like when someone says something inappropriate.
Oh, inappropriate.
Or like,
ah, okay. Look, Duncan said there's call screening, but obviously some things do get through, right, Duncan?
Yeah, what happened last year was that in the middle of our afternoon drive show, there was a lightning strike. And then the listeners, all they could hear was because they heard the lightning. Then afterwards they thought maybe the studio got destroyed or anything like that. But because Cliff Central is the way it is, we are very transparent. So things like errors on air or people just going crazy on air, we encourage it to a certain point, but not to the point where it offends anyone. But we like that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, because the real essence of this medium is the spontaneity of it, you know, to be authentic. Hence, we're doing this program live, you know. But thank you so much, guys, for all your amazing questions and all the feedback that you've given. What I'm going to do now is give each one of you a moment to say a final word, okay? And keep it brief. Let's start with you, Tommy. Just wrap it up for us. What are your final thoughts? You've enjoyed today?
Yeah, I enjoyed being here at Cliff Central. It was quite fun, and yeah, I like the way you do things here.
Okay, excellent. Logan?
I thought it was a very nice opportunity for us to come and experience something new that we may never experience in our lives. Logan out. Peace.
Okay, Nicholas.
Well, yeah, it's been nice how everything works. Like, every time I'm listening on the radio, I'm like, I really want to know how they do this and all. So now, just seeing all of this, it's really nice.
Okay, so do you think we should talk to Raimsa Montessori and open a radio station there?
Yes, definitely. I don't mind working there.
But you got schooling to do. Okay, Nathan.
I just think that what we've talking about today is cool because all about technology. I have an aunt in England, and she sent a message to my mom saying, like, I can hear Nathan and all my brothers speaking.
Oh, wow.
So
someone in England is listening in.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Hello.
Okay, Wendy, your final thoughts? I'm sure you've had an awesome day here, too. So.
Just being here has just been amazing. I like seeing how I like seeing the way that you do things. I like I like to see that you guys don't crack under pressure.
Okay. Yeah, and yeah. You see, you guys are making me sweat over here. No, yeah. That's wonderful. Thank you. And you, Adam?
Well, it's a perfect job opportunity that I could consider if my sports doesn't go according to plan. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, let's talk to Darren.
Ellis, this would be a good opportunity if I don't have any other jobs that I would like to do. This would help me a lot, and this is better than sitting in front of a computer and playing games.
Okay. Well, you got a creative streak in you, so that's cool. Okay, Kaylee?
Ellis, I think that this is a really amazing experience, and if I get an opportunity to come to a studio like this again, I would take it. Because I think that I would take this job if I had an opportunity, because I love talking to people, I love being open to people, and I love to share my personality. So.
Okay, excellent. Just remember, though, that once this show is done, you can download this broadcast in its entirety and share it with your folks and still listen to it and enjoy it. Karen, your final thoughts?
I would like to say thank you for bringing me here, and I just want to say to everyone out there that they must enjoy their Freedom Day and to be free to be who they are and not care about what other people think about them. And yeah, thank you.
Okay, word up on that. Word up on that. Okay, Aiden, how do you wrap this up?
Well, thank you for this wonderful experience. I just have to say that. It's really been a fun time, and I'd just like to make a call out to my mom and my older brother. I'll see you when I get home. Thank you.
Okay, good. And then we'll give Ethan the chance to wrap it up for us.
Well, thank you very much for this wonderful opportunity. It's nice to be famous for an hour or so. Not many people do get this opportunity, and I'm really grateful that we could be on air and just share our views and thoughts about technology. Just like to say hello to Auntie Melissa and whoever else is listening. Love you guys.
Excellent. Look, from my side, I just want to say you guys, I'm very proud of each one of you. And thanks for making this special broadcast what it became. A very wonderful opportunity for us, you know, to have a candid conversation about everything technology. And hope that we've inspired not only ourselves, but those that have been tuning in on the show. With that, we wrap it up. This has been a Candid Media production. We'll probably do this some other time again. Thank you so much. Cliffcentral.com.